Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning we're going to do a little continuation of what we started yesterday, and that is visiting with some BPW members and officers, long-time promoters of business and professional women, and that is Margaret Sontag and Jackie Wicke. So, one of the things that we didn't get to talk about, Margaret, is that this is National Business Women's Week.
Yes, that's right. This week is National Business Women's Week, so we want you to all go out there and thank your women working in the workplace. And this has been going on since, I believe, it was 1928 that it started, and business and professional women are always promoted, and we try to get in your face and tell you about it every year. And it's in October. It used to be, it was started in April, but then our BPW year starts in September, so they moved it to October, so it was kind of a kickoff for us for the year.
And this is, of course, nationally recognized. BPW is a national, I'm not sure, is it international organization or just national? Any of you know?
It used to be international, but things have changed, and we are just a national foundation now, which presents scholarships, but we're really BPW Iowa, and then the local organizations now.
Okay. Well, there are women all over the United States that are in BPW in one way or another. And so this is a national recognition for Business Women's Week. Now, as I recall yesterday, Margaret, you said one of the goals is to have at least 50% of the businesses owned by women. You know, as I think about locally, I'm not sure the numbers, but there are many women who own businesses.
Yes, there are. In fact, some of them belong to BPW, and yes, we're very proud of the women that own businesses in Atlantic.
And in addition to all those who own businesses, there are others who manage and certainly work in businesses. Having just seen the movie last night about women getting the right to vote, and you know, when you listen to that, it says women are equal partners, and I think that's what it's about. It's not one over the other.
Yes, that's right. This is like the Equal Rights Amendment and the equal pay. We try to get out there that women are equal partners, and they deserve the right to vote, which they got 100 years ago, and we deserve to be in the workplace.
Yes, and get paid for the work that you do. Well, this Business and Women's Professional Week, I don't know, have you had a proclamation this year?
I don't know. I'm not the chairman this year, and I didn't do that, but I haven't seen it in the paper.
It doesn't matter. It is that week, and let's, as you say, be thankful that we have a lot of women who are making the workplace a good place and a profitable place for our area. Now, one of the things that we talked about yesterday was all the things that you do in the community and scholarships and all those sorts of things. And one of the things that I've learned about BPW, in addition to all those things, is what good friends you are and what a good support network you are for each other. How do you react to that, Margaret?
Oh, definitely. And I can speak from experience on that. Statewide, they just, you know, you have a problem or crisis, and they're there statewide.
So it's more than a business. It's a personal relationship also. So let's turn to Jackie. And Jackie, let's talk about membership. Who can be a member? How do you become a member? Some of those kinds of things.
Anyone can really be a member. We even welcome men. Anyone that supports just what we've been talking about is the equal rights, men or women. Yeah. So anyone, you don't have to be working. Even, you know, it used to be that you had to be employed in a profession, but it recognizes anymore, even farm wives, you work just right along with your husband, your equal partners. So anyone's really welcome to join our organization.
No age limits, and you don't have to live in a certain town. You don't have to be just in Cass County.
Definitely not. You know, we have members that pretty much take care of all of Cass County, even some in Audubon County, and we probably have some right down the corner, Montgomery County, even. So,
okay, so the Atlantic BPW, of course, welcomes all, and you are one of the most active groups in the state.
We're very fortunate to have a very active local, and you mentioned the friendships that we have developed. We're a very close organization. We do a lot of traveling together. We do a lot of fun things together, and we are the largest organization in the state of Iowa, and so we're pretty proud of that, you know, and we've kind of made Atlantic very well known across the state.
And because of that, you've given a lot of leadership at the state level as well, of course, in your own organization here in the Atlantic area. And that's one of the things that is important in BPW, I believe, is that leadership development.
Definitely. I was used to be one that wouldn't get up in front of anyone or talk like this at all, but it brings you out of that. You learn a lot of things about yourself and your leadership capabilities, and you get to know so many more people clear across the state, just like we just said.
So, Margaret, you've been so active and so supportive in promoting and so on BPW. What's it really meant to you?
Oh, it means a lot to me. It's just very gratifying. And you're talking about the bringing out, the able to speak. We have a program in BPW. It's called Individual Development. And a couple of years ago, we had a course here. We held it here at the college here in Atlantic, and we're trained. And I did a speech, and I gave it locally, regionally, state, and even I went nationally with it. And I was really excited the other day. I had a lady call me from Red Oak and wants me to come and speak at their Altrusa meeting. And so I was really excited about that, and that's because of BPW that I'm doing that.
And that's a real compliment to all of the work that you have done. Jackie, how often do you meet? Where do you meet? Let's do some of those details in case people are interested.
Okay, we meet every month, September through June, and it's the third Wednesday night of every month. We have a board meeting on the second week where we kind of get our agenda for the month and things that's going on. We get that taken care of. We do two craft shows a year, which gives us our funding for all of the community activities that we do, for our scholarships that we do.
And, of course, that's coming up this Saturday, so remember that, out at the community center in Atlantic. And so those kinds of things, and I kind of interrupted if there were some other things that you wanted to say about what you do, but I want to make sure that people know about your meetings. What happens when you come to a BPW meeting?
We meet at a different restaurant each month, so we kind of spread everything all around. Even we go out of town. We have a dinner meeting, and we have our business meeting, and we always have an educational program along with it, too. So, along with the getting to see everybody once a month, to meet the new people that we get, the new members or guests that they come, then we have that educational thing, too.
And being this fairly large group representing a large area, you also have, I think, a wide variety of ages. Sometimes some groups kind of get to be, they just kind of grow old together. So you have to get some new members. You have all ages in your group.
We definitely do. We've got a lot of younger members that have joined us in the last few years, and we've clear up to, I think, Maxine's 92. So we have a very diversified age group. Uh-huh. So that's great for all of us, that we all get to work together with every age.
Sometimes I think we kind of get stuck in our own age group, our own peer group, and we sort of miss that getting together with folks of different interests and different ages. Just give us one more, each one of you. I want to have you each give one more kind of statement about what you would say to somebody if they say, well, why should I think about belonging to BPW? Jackie?
To me, it's the networking, the diversification of meeting so many people of so many different jobs or employment, businesses, things like that, and the friendships that you gain from it.
Okay, and Margaret?
Definitely the friendships, and also learning. We learn a lot. We have different speakers each month, and when we go to the state meetings, we meet all the people at the state, and it's just really a wonderful experience.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Margaret Sontag and Jackie Wicke, for sharing more information about National Business Women's Week and also about BPW and maybe why you should consider joining. And I know that any of the members would be happy to let you sign up. So contact Margaret or Jackie or any of the other members. And until next time, in addition to saying thank you, here's something to think about. One important key to success is self-confidence. An important key to self-confidence is preparation.